This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Here's what we have on tap for this hour. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up in just a second. Uh-oh, looks like there's a new virus out of China. Who knew?
I screwed up pretty bad. I think it's going to be okay, but I can't be sure. After we do Medal of Honor Monday, I'll tell you how I screwed up. Everyone's going to be mean to me about it, but I'll tell you how I screwed up. It wasn't my fault. All that and so much more is still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, but you know what time it is. It's Monday. It's the start of the second hour on a Monday, and that means it's time for Medal of Honor Monday. Every single Monday at this time, this is what we do. We take a Medal of Honor citation, and we read it. That's it. It's nothing super special about what we do. What they did is very special, and they deserve to be remembered. Their names deserve to be remembered. Their deeds deserve to be remembered. And it's not enough for us to tell future generations, don't be like that guy, don't be like that guy, don't be like that guy. Have we held anyone up in front of them and said, there, that's what you're going for? Or at least other people's actions and say, look, see that? That's how a man acts. And we take suggestions. Remember, the email address isn't just for love, hate, and death threats, even though all those are welcome. The email address is for Medal of Honor suggestions if you have one you like. If not, don't worry about it. We have plenty. Or one you're related to or a friend or something. This one said, Jesse, listening to your show has inspired me to learn more history and read more books. I'm reading a World War II book, and it talks a bit about Army Captain Arlo Olsen. His Medal of Honor citation is quite impressive, and I thought your listeners might enjoy it as much as I did. And without further ado, I believe they will.
Ready, aim, fire.
Honoring those who went above and beyond, it's Medal of Honor Monday.
And I should note before I read the citation, I'm going to give you a little perspective around it after I'm done, but I'm going to do the citation first. All right? All right. For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, on the 13th of October 1943, when the drive across the Volturno River began, Captain Olsen and his company spearheaded the advance of the regiment through 30 miles of mountainous enemy territory in 13 days. Placing himself at the head of his men, Captain Olsen waded into chest-deep water of the raging Volturno River and, despite point-blank machine gun fire aimed directly at him, made his way to the opposite bank and threw two hand grenades into the gun position, killing the crew. when an enemy machine gun 150 yards distant opened fire on his company, Captain Olson advanced upon the position in a slow, deliberate walk. Although five German soldiers threw hand grenades at him from a range of 5 yards, Captain Olson dispatched them all, picked up a machine pistol, and continued towards the enemy. Advancing to within 15 yards of the position, he shot it out with the foe, killing 9 and seizing the post. Throughout the next 13 days, Captain Olson led combat patrols, acted as company's number one scout, and maintained unbroken contact with the enemy. On the 27th of October 1943, Captain Olson conducted a platoon in attack on a strong point, crawling to within 25 yards of the enemy and then charging the position. Despite continuous machine gun fire, which barely missed him, Captain Olson made his way to the gun and killed the crew with his pistol. When the men saw their leader make this desperate attack, they followed him and overran the position. Continuing the advance, Captain Olson led his company to the next objective at the summit of Monte San Nicola. Although the company to his right was forced to take cover from the furious automatic and small arms fire, which was directed upon him and his men with equal intensity, Captain Olson waved his company into a skirmish line, and despite the fire of a machine gun, which singled him out as its sole target, led the assault which drove the enemy away. While making a reconnaissance for defensive positions, Captain Olson was fatally wounded. Ignoring his severe pain, this intrepid officer completed his reconnaissance, supervised the location of his men in the best defensive positions, refused medical aid until all of his men had been cared for, and died as he was being carried down the mountain.
Agon. I would say that is a man who's earned taps, wouldn't you? Rest in peace, brother.
All right, now let's just cover this real quick because I want to get on to some other things. The Volturno River, what in the world is that? Well, for you non-World War II buffs, remember, we were trying to get into Europe. And that was difficult because the German army was formidable and they'd taken over Europe and they knew what they were doing. Remember, the Germans were excellent fighters. The Italians were useless. Surprise, surprise. But the Italians were totally useless. And eventually, Italy just kind of gave up. Well, the Germans, they didn't just say, oh, okay, Italy's gone. Germany said, okay, well, fine. We control Italy now. Well, Italy is, from what I understand, I've never been there. All I know is pictures and movies and things like that. It's the perfect defensive country. It's all mountains and valleys and rivers. And if you're digging in the defensive, that's heaven for you. If you're attacking that, it's a nightmare. What's the Volturno River? Well, again, look up a map. Remember, it always helps. You can do it right on your phone. You don't have to get fancy about it. You don't have to be old world about the whole thing. Pull out your iPhone. I don't care. Look at a map. Look at a map of Naples, Italy. Naples, Italy. You with me? Don't do this if you're driving. Naples, Italy. All right, you see it? Now, here was the deal. We had finally established a beachhead at Naples, around Naples. Now, what is a beachhead? I don't want to talk over anyone's head here. You've heard this term a lot, a beachhead. They got a beachhead. Well, you need a lot of stuff to fight a war. A ton of stuff. I know in the movies, they never carry anything with them but a rifle and some can-do attitude. But there is so much stuff you need, from food to bombs to bullets to personnel to everything. Well, if you haven't taken any territory
on the land where you're trying to go, you don't have any place to put that stuff, to stage that stuff. What you need is a beachhead. A beachhead is simply, you need to establish some sort of a foothold on the ground so you can stage things there. And this is not a modern thing. You know how Alexander the Great invaded Persia? You know one of the main reasons he was able to do that besides being a super stud? His father, Philip, he was King Philip II, had already established a beachhead in Persia that allowed them to stage all kind of men and weapons and equipment over there to kind of get the invasion going. We needed a beachhead in Italy because we were trying to come up from the south into Europe. We have finally got that at Naples. Okay, that's good. Woo, we got our beachhead. Here's the problem. Friggin' Germans were some tough fighters. And again, Italy, it's just perfect terrain to defend. It's just the way it is. And rivers, crossing a river is a nightmare. It's a nightmare in peacetime. We used to have to practice it at mountain warfare training up in, it doesn't matter. In the Marines, we used to have to practice it. And it sucked in peacetime. It sucked. When people are shooting at you with machine guns, it sucks on a whole nother level. The Volturno River, it was essentially the line the Germans had gone back to with the intention of making us bleed as we crossed it. It was the, no one knows about the Italian campaign. I should do more on it because it is some of the nastiest fighting of World War II. And because really nothing came of it, most of the generals who led it were frankly idiots and nothing really came of it. It just kind of died on the vine, right? We all know about Normandy and the Pacific and all the high points. The Italian campaign no one talks about might be the worst fighting of the war. Horrible, horrible fighting. Anyway, we'll do more on that at another time. For now, let's do this. What's a way we can honor the fallen? We always want to honor them, right? What do we do? What do you do? They're gone. So what am I supposed to do? Go put flowers on their grave? Well, that's fine, but what about taking care of the ones they leave behind? Remember, that's something that's on everyone's mind when you're in combat. What about my wife? What about my kids? What if I don't come back? What are they going to do? How are they going to be taken care of? I love Tunnel to Towers because that's what they do. They step in and they care for the people left behind. Gold Star widows and their children. Fallen first responder families. That is where your money goes. Go look up their charity rating at Tunnel to Towers. Go look it up. Don't take my word for it. Go look them up. This is a wonderful organization. Give what you can. They ask for $11 a month. That's it. They're not asking for $1,000. $11 a month. Go to t2t.org and sign up today. T2T.org. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to this new virus out of China and emails and other things, I have to get something off my chest. And actually, I have not told a single person this yet. I haven't told Jewish producer Chris. I haven't told Michael. I haven't told my wife. I haven't told my kids. No one on earth knows what I'm about to tell you, but here it is.
So let me set this up for you. My oldest son, James, is currently in driving school. Now, I don't know how it works where you live, but here in Texas, there are all these different private driving schools where you have to pay and your kid goes and sits down in the classroom and learns the basic classroom, you know, stop at red lights, that kind of thing. Don't get in front of an Asian woman, that kind of stuff. And then he has to go out and actually take driving lessons in their car, right? I'm sure this is very similar in every state, but that's how it works in Texas. My son is currently enrolled in a driving school. Now, we were going for one that was affordable. No, don't start with me, Chris. We didn't go bargain basement, but we were looking for the best price and we found a good price on a smaller driving school.
How small? Well, this one has one car, all right? They only have one car where the students practice. So the class sizes are small, which we love, but then there's one car. That's important for the purpose of our story. Right before I left on Thanksgiving, actually it was the night I signed off before, what was that, last Tuesday? It was last Tuesday. The night I signed off, I was heading home. Now, I need to pause on this story for a quick moment and let everybody know. I do not have road rage problems. All right. Don't look at me like that, Chris. I do not have road rage problems. Sometimes I will get a little upset if people don't know what they're doing, but I'm not, I really genuinely do not. I don't run around flipping people the bird and stuff like that. It's a good way to get shot. I really don't. I will get upset on occasion behind the wheel, and in a very non-emotional way, I will use the horn on occasion. It's certainly not what I would call often, maybe once a day or so, but I will use the horn. All right. Now, last Tuesday, I get done with the show and I'm driving home. And remember I said this was a small school with one car and also one instructor. There's only one dude there. And so everyone knows everyone in the school. I'm on the way home from work, and there's a truck in front of me, a pickup truck. Remember, I don't have a truck anymore. I'm going to again as soon as I get rid of this midlife crisis car, but I have a car now. So I can't see around the pickup truck. All I can see is the pickup truck in front of me. The speed limit is 45. I can't stress enough what I'm about to say. The speed limit in this area is 45. All of a sudden, this pickup truck's brake lights come on. My brake lights come on. I don't know what's going on. Cat in the road, something. I don't know what's going on. My brake lights go. I hit the brakes. But it's not just a slowdown. We slow down to 35 and stay driving 35 for a while. Eventually, after quite a bit of time, I might want to point out, I laid on the horn. And it wasn't, look, I'm not saying I was angry, but it wasn't a quick beep, beep. It was more like a boom, kind of just really wanted, I just wanted to make sure everyone heard. All right. I just wanted to make sure everyone heard. That's all. After I did that, finally traffic opened up on my left and I threw on my blinker, pulled into that left lane. Still maybe honking a little bit, maybe a little bit. In front of the pickup truck was the car at my son's driving school with the instructor everyone knows sitting in the passenger seat. I not only laid on the horn against the driving instructor of my son, there's no question he saw me. He had to have seen me. He absolutely had to have seen me. And then I had to hammer on the gas. I'm lucky I didn't get a speeding ticket, but I burnt rubber out of there hoping to escape. And I really hope the wife is not listening to the show tonight. But either way, there may be some problems at the driving school from here on out. And you know what? I don't feel bad. I just decided I don't feel bad. Maybe he's a crappy instructor. Maybe tell your kids to pick up the friggin' pace. If I'm teaching kids how to drive, I'm going to teach them to drive the speed limit or 5 miles an hour over. That's fine. It's speed limits. Anyway, they're certainly not going to go 10 miles an hour under. What kind of school is it? You know what? I've decided I'm in the right. I just decided that I'm in the right. I may pull my kid from that driving school. We're done with driving school. I'll handle the driving school in the Kelly household. How hard can it be to be certified as a driving instructor anyway? Anyone can do that. Well, most anyone, obviously Asian women and whatnot, but still, you understand what I'm saying. Now, speaking of Asians, apparently there's a new Chinese virus out there. A virus coming out of Beijing. The U.S. sounds the alarm after a pneumonia outbreak. Okay, let's have a talk, just you and me. In a minute, though, before we get to that talk, let's have a talk about this. Our medical institutions are broken.
you don't trust them and you shouldn't. I don't trust them. Now, it doesn't mean every individual doctor and nurse is bad. That's crazy. There are wonderful people there, but the institutions as a whole, they're broken. We have to start taking more ownership of our health. That's what chalk is to me. It's me at 42 finally growing up and taking more ownership of my health. I don't take a male vitality stack just because I happen to love the fact that chalk is hardcore anti-communist. I take it because it makes me feel like $1 million. I take it because the last time I got my levels checked, I'm through the roof. Dynamite at 42. Naturally, natural herbal supplements from chalk. Whatever you're looking for. Female vitality stacks and male vitality stacks and chocolate powder. Everything. Go see what they have and take advantage of the sales, man. The holiday sales at chalk are crazy. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. 90 days. Make 2024 the best year of your life. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Take it for 90 days and tell me how you feel. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Yeah. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but apparently we have some breaking news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse. Jewish producer Chris just told me that you don't need to go to driving school. Chris, are you guessing right now? That doesn't seem... What? Chris, are you making... You can't make up stuff on the air.
I know that's what you did, Chris, but it was probably to save money. I'm not talking about you. I'm worried about my child. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's very clearly not going to be welcome back into that school anyway. So it doesn't matter. Look, we'll work things out. All right. We need to work this out. They're starting to sound the alarm again about a new virus, respiratory virus. People are dropping dead in Beijing. Now, here's the problem with this. The problem with this is, I don't trust any of them. And all the, quote, official people who could bring me that information, I don't trust them. Who in the world would you ever believe
if they came to you now and told you there was a deadly virus who was going to kill us all? The media? You don't believe the media? The medical institutions? The CDC? How many crooked, horrific things have you seen out of the CDC in just the last 2-3 years? Horrible stuff. People at the CDC should be in prison, is how evil they've been. The government? You gonna trust the government? I want you to listen to this. It's a little long. This is a Dr. Marty McCary. He's at a subcommittee. This is from back in February. I want you to listen to this.
The greatest perpetrator of misinformation during the pandemic has been the United States government. Misinformation that COVID was spread through surface transmission, that vaccinated immunity was far greater than natural immunity, that masks were effective. Now we have the definitive Cochrane review. What do you do with that review? Cochrane is the most authoritative evidence body in all of medicine and has been for decades. Do you just ignore it, not talk about it?
In case you're wondering what that review is, that mask that you wore, that I wore, you know, putting that stupid thing on our faces to fly somewhere and things like that. Maybe you even had to mask your child, things like that. It did nothing. In fact, let's be honest, it did harm. They're finding microplastics all over the place in people's lungs. Here's a new study saying masks increased COVID infections. You know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out you're not supposed to breathe through something all the time. That's not how God made your body. But just dwell on just that for a moment before I let him continue. All those masks. I just flew for Thanksgiving up to Montana and back. Still see people in the airport with masks on. One dude had a big old beard with a mask on. He's got his N95 surgeon mask and a beard, making sure nothing is sealed at all. Masks all over the place that did nothing. Nothing at all. And they told everyone to wear one.
Pericarditis was more common after the infection than the vaccine. Not true. It's 4 to 28 times more common after the vaccine. That young people benefit from a booster. Misinformation. Our two top experts on vaccines quit the FDA in protest over this particular issue, pushing boosters in young, healthy people. The data was never there. That's why the CDC never disclosed hospitalization rates among boosted Americans under age 50. The vaccine mandates would increase vaccination rates. The George Mason University study shows it didn't. It did one thing. It created never vaxxers. Over and over again, we've seen something that goes far beyond using your best judgment with the information at hand. We've seen something which is unforgivable, and that is the weaponization of medical research itself. The CDC putting out their own shoddy studies, like their own study on natural immunity, looking at one state for 2 months, when they had data for years on all 50 states. Why did they only report that one sliver of data? Why did they salami slice the giant database? Because it gave them the result they wanted. Same with masking study. Well, the data has now caught up in giant systematic reviews, and the public health officials were intellectually dishonest. They lied to the American people.
And now there's, quote, a new virus in Beijing. Do you even believe that? Do you believe that there's any kind of a new virus? I don't. Maybe there is. And that's the real thing about all this. Maybe there is. Viruses are real. Plagues are real. Throughout human history, disease has caught on in a population and wiped out millions. Maybe this thing coming out of Beijing, maybe it is going to kill us all. Maybe it's going to wipe out half the population. But how would you ever know? How would you ever know? Because during COVID, from 15 days to slow the spread, on throughout every part of the ridiculous government response to this whole thing, we were lied to and lied to and lied to and lied to, and now there's no institutional trust left. It's all gone. It's all burnt up. The media has none. The medical institutions have none. He brought about the never vaxxers. That's what he just brought up. The lowest vaccination rates in the recorded history of vaccination in America. Now, you know who you have to blame for that, doctors? Look in the freaking mirror. That's who you have to blame for it. You can still go to doctor's offices around the country and see masks. Masks required. Wear a mask. There are still pediatricians in this country pushing a shot onto your child that will not help them one little bit and might very well kill them. Lawsuits galore right now. I should note about these shots of all the people they've slaughtered in this country. All the horrific side effects. And pediatricians, doctors, saintly doctors to this day, pushing them on children. This is why I screamed about 15 days to slow the spread before they even implemented it. This is why I screamed and yelled about the lockdowns, about the stimulus, about the shutting down schools, about the stupid masks, about reordering society so everyone could stand 6 feet away from each other. This is why, and this is why after all that was done, this is why I screamed about the need for a reckoning, not just because you need justice and deserve justice, and I need justice. It's because the institutional trust never, ever, 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 ever returns without that reckoning, ever. And in fact, I'm going to ask you for something specific, something we haven't done in a long time, but I promised you I'd never let it go, and I'm not going to. If you or someone you love was affected by COVID lockdowns, masks, quote, vaccines, which that's not even what it is, that therapeutic they pushed, any of this, any of these policies, if anything negative came into your life because of it, I want you to email me. We're going to do a little COVID reckoning tomorrow night on the show. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And don't think this will be the last one. I may do this once a year. And I know, I'm not naive. I know that these people aren't going to hold themselves accountable. After all, it was Republicans and Democrats both who did all this stuff. So I know that I'm not going to get my public trials. I know that. But I also know this. The American people should not let this go. It's not a yesterday thing. It's not a let's move on thing. The institutions we trusted abused us and in many cases killed us. And more people need to know and remember and be angry about it. All right? All right. Let's get to some emails before we get to this Derek Chauvin stuff. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I'm generally not a fan of the Beatles, Chris. I don't mind. No, hold on. I'm not a hater. I understand it's not the Beatles. Isn't it McCartney? I understand. I don't know if you heard, Chris, but he was part of the Beatles. I know you were born yesterday, but you know what? Never mind. Back to my point. I'm having a little bit of bitterness about the whole Beatles thing right now. This is just the season I go through this, and this is why. So yesterday we get home from church, and look, I don't know if you believe in hell, right? I do. But if there are seasons in hell, there's going to be a decorate the house for Christmas season. And that was yesterday. That yesterday was the day the wife wanted to decorate the house for Christmas. So what does that involve? She's going to turn on Christmas music. I'm going to spend the entire day hauling 90-pound boxes in from the garage in the attic full of, I don't even know how we have acquired all of these Christmas decorations, bringing them into the house, and then me and the boys will spend the day with her listening to Christmas music, hanging up things on the Christmas tree and hanging this here. And now that's got to be moved to the left. No, these lights are bunched up there. And none of the Christmas lights work. And the ones that do work, they're all knotted up. And I'm not going to go into it right now. But then that freaking song comes on. It's not that it's the worst Christmas song. It's the worst song ever written. The worst song in the history of mankind. It's so bad, this song, that it wasn't even put out by the Beatles. It was put out by Paul McCartney. that I retroactively think less of the Beatles for the fact that Paul McCartney later put out this song. That Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time song. Oh, Chris, go ahead and find it. Go ahead and find it. That's fine. I want you to understand something. Just in case you don't know what I'm talking about, this will be the last time this song is ever played on the show. I'm just doing this for effect. This is so bad that all day long it would come on the radio and it just stay. Go ahead and play it. You can play it, Chris. It's fine. And that's enough. Okay, that's all I can take. You know what? That's all. We definitely can't take the chorus. That was plenty. And not only is the song bad, radio stations love it. Simply Having, who came up with that? You know what? I'm getting to some emails. I can feel my blood pressure rising. I'm going to get to some emails. It's fine. Jesse, the state of Minnesota has decided our flag is offensive. They formed a commission to choose a new flag. The five finalists are computer-generated pictures that a five-year-old could draw. One is supposed to be the North Star. Simple, but fitting. But it also looks like a snowflake. Also fitting. The next one is a loon, our state bird. Also fitting, considering the state of our state these days. What's wrong with these people? Love the show. All right, well, one, this lady sounds awesome. Two, as I'm sure she already knows, they're not destroying the Minnesota state flag because anyone, quote, found it offensive. Remember, the communist is destroying everything, but his job is to make sure you never catch on to that fact. He needs you apathetic. He needs you to be Norm. He needs you to be Norma. Oh, that's sweet. Anyway, catch the game last night? That's what he needs you to do. So he can't come out and say, I'm destroying the Minnesota state flag because I am an evil piece of trash who's trying to tear down everything you love. He can't come out and say that. He needs a reason. So he finds offense. It's offensive. Now, why do the new flags all look bad? Have you ever seen what's called brutalist architecture? Brutalist architecture? I'm serious. I'm not an architect, but you know what it is, I'm guessing. If you haven't, look, I'll do it with you here right now. Just pull up the internet and look up brutal. Okay, there it is. Brutalist architecture. See, Chris said it's kind of cool. That's funny. I agree. But anyway, it's awful, right? It's ugly. Just gray, square, ugly. Awful. It's a communist thing. Communism makes everything ugly because in order to achieve true equality, you have to destroy everything good, everything beautiful. That's why they hate achievement. That's why they hate all these things. And as far as your flag goes, remember, they have to destroy your history in order for you to allow them to build you a new future. If you are still tied to your history, you are not going to be as susceptible to them renaming everything. There's a reason the Soviets had Stalin Boulevard intersecting with Lenin Avenue. There's a reason everything gets renamed and remade. That's not just part of Orwell's book. In fact, if you read the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which is a great Christmas gift, what, Chris? Which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com. I do lay all this out. But anyway, honestly, you don't have to. But I do lay all this out. The communist destroys your history because your history is part of what ties you to your country. It's part of what ties you to your home. What is it? Is it the drywall? No. It's the memories, man. We open Christmas gifts there, or Chris Jewish gifts, or whatever. Hanukkah gifts. I mean, Hanukkah gifts. You get 8 of them, right? Are they decent gifts? What? It's separate nights? Oh, I'm sorry you have to wait a whole week to get free gifts, Chris. Are there good? Is it good stuff, or is it matzo balls or something? What is it? Oh, you don't seem that excited. See, that's so lame, Chris. That's it. I feel the same way about Christmas. I love Christmas, but I've never been a big gift guy. I do not suck at giving gifts. No, It's because I'm awesome at giving gifts and my gifts are not appreciated. Yes, the lotion warmer was an outstanding gift and I still don't know why she rejected that. It was an awesome gift. She's cold when she gets out of the shower. That's when she puts on her lotion. She complains about it being cold. I bought her something to make it warm. If that's not good enough, then screw Christmas. All right. Anyway, the communist destroys your history because it ties you to your home. If he takes that away from you, then you'll be more apt to let him rebuild it. That's why they tore down all those Robert E. Lee statues. Did you really think all those animals were mad about the Civil War? I'll be serious. Remember all the corporations that helped them do that? Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! Oh, I hate Robert E. Lee! You know what corporation didn't participate in any of that? Never has and never will? Pure Talk. You know, Verizon did. AT&T, T-Mobile. Those companies love every new communist filth cause. Why don't you switch to Pure Talk? Did you know right now when you sign up for their unlimited talk, text, and 15 gig data plan? That's just $35 a month, by the way. You get a free phone, a free Moto G 5G phone. Come on. You've been waiting to switch. Now's the time. Free phone time, baby. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. I have an email. Happy Thanksgiving, Burgermeister. I give you thanks for referring Pure Talk, so I'm no longer paying a Mexican company run by Verizon. Just changed today, and I'm getting my free phone $35 deal and rounded up my purchase for the vet program. That's right. The other ones have a Black Lives Matter program. Pure Talk has a vet program. Where do you think your money should go? Switch to Pure Talk. #250, say Jesse Kelly. A whole hour left. Hang on.
Oh my goodness, that exercise class with all the jumping. My leaky bladder can't take it.
I know. Everywhere I go, I'm looking for the bathroom. It's so frustrating.
Introducing My Bladder, the award-winning plant-based capsule that promotes bladder strength and control so you get your life back. It even helps you sleep better. Satisfaction guaranteed. For your 30-day My Bladder starter bottle for only $9.95, call now. Dial 1-800-400-2175. That's 1-800-400-2175.
Imagine hearing a beautiful symphony of nature in your backyard every day. That's why bird lovers are flocking to wild.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.